I'm going to start my talk and tell you about Slightly Off Axis podcast. I tried to do that earlier, but I really didn't realize that the recording would start immediately, that I would be going live immediately. I had too big of a pause, so I'm going to kind of repeat myself with this new talk and tell you about the podcast. The podcast started out because I wanted to do a podcast about space program workers. And I wanted to do this because my uncle was someone who worked on the Apollo program. He was laid off, so he never wanted to talk about his days with the Apollo program. I'd always hoped that I would convince him to talk to me about it, but time went on and he moved away and I never got to talk to him about it. And lo and behold, within the past couple of years or so, he passed away. So then there was no talking to him about it. So I started this show to try to capture the history of work of people that work in the space program. My goal was to talk to people who worked on the rockets, who worked with NASA behind the scenes, maybe ground support, people who worked on payloads. Didn't matter whether they worked at Kennedy Space Center, Johnson Space Center, or any facility, I would be happy to talk to all of them and capture their stories for history so that others could hear about their stories and be so inspired and continue to pursue careers in this line of work. So the people that I spoke to so far have been people that work with platform engineering. Platform engineering is actually the process where you come up with the computer platforms that are used throughout the space program. The next person that I spoke with was an inspection person. She was someone who inspected the rockets and the hardware to see if everything was working properly. The next person I spoke to was a mechanic, so he worked on engines, so he would be more like my uncle. The next person I spoke to was a trainer. He trained people how to work on different payloads. And so this trainer, one of them, passed away recently, and I was really glad that I got to talk to him. He was a Silver Snoopy Award winner. I did capture his story before it was too late, and he was barely eager to talk to me, I think because he knew that his time was possibly coming near. One of the person that I worked on worked with the payloads. So he worked on things that would involve satellites and so forth. He is also a launch commentator. I talked with a person who actually won two Silver Snoopy Awards. And to detail what a Silver Snoopy Award is, a Silver Snoopy Award is an award given to somebody that works with the space program that has done something to ensure the safety of the astronauts or the safety of the program and the people around it. So this person had a history of working with military rockets and working with the space program. He ended up being a rocket engineer of sorts. And I worked and I talked with another person who was a trainer as well. And that person who was a trainer had actually built a mock-up of the space shuttle that was allowed to use to train people. So I've spoken with a total of seven people so far for a Slightly Off-Axis podcast. And you might wonder, why is it called Slightly Off-Axis podcast? Well, initially it was called that because when I first did my podcast, I didn't have a functional way to do high-definition video on my computer. So the only way I could do video was to use my phone as a camera. And so my phone was always looking at me from the side, or therefore off-axis. And I liked the name, and I gave it that name. I also liked the name because when you break it down to an acronym, it's SOAP, like soap. And there's a lot of disinformation about the space program and what cleans up things, soap. So I said that when I came up with the name Slightly Off-Axis Podcast, I would stick with it because, like soap, I would clean up the dirtiness that surrounds the space program where people come up with their own ideas of, you know, this is too much money or that's too much this or that's too much that. Because the space program really is not that much money. The budget of NASA is actually less than 1% of the federal budget, significantly less. So as much as people lament how much it costs, it really doesn't cost that much compared to other programs. So that was part of the thing that I wanted to do. I also wanted to get into the topic of things that people that worked in this career would know, which is all the different possible things that came from the space program. So I'll finish this talk and just tell you that you can look forward to me probably having the guests that I'm going to speak to in season two here on Wisdom ahead of time to discuss what they're going to discuss on the show. And if you look at the link to my website, you'll see where to go to watch the podcast in its live form, because it is a live video form on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. But anyway, you can see it in its live form, and it's also in an audio form. And you go to the website, you check that out, you'll find out where to find it in audio form on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so on. What I will basically do is the same thing I did last season. I'll try to put together an audio version of the podcast so that every time I stop to make a cough or take a drink of water or pause for too long, when you listen to the audio podcast, you won't have to listen to all that. In season one, I had some technical difficulties because I tried to use an ordinary headset that was meant for a phone. That was a lot of trouble. It saved me money, but it wasted my time because I had to go back and edit the podcast significantly after the fact in order to remove the pops that I created by the microphone scraping my clothing. But I digress. The point is that last year around November, I think it was, I started to do the podcast. I did get through 6 video episodes and 1 audio-only episode. And then life kind of came at me with a curveball, and I had to deal with some family issues. We all have life issues that get in the way sometimes. I'm getting back to doing the podcast now that I have fewer of those issues. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to produce a podcast. I'm going to try to get more people to do interviews with me. I don't know if they'll all be live on camera style interviews or not. It all really depends on the people. Sometimes I think some of the people that I've tried to interview have not committed yet because they don't have the time. And maybe they would commit if I would simply do the interview here on Wisdom. So we'll just wait and see. But thank you for tuning in. I see I have 5 listeners. So I hope I give you some interesting content to listen to. Have a wonderful day. Be the sunshine. Be the light, the beacon for others. Thanks. Goodbye for now.